We're going to honor our sponsors, or we're going to honor God with prayer requests first?
Let's do that first. God first. God first, always.
We want to continue to pray for Ukraine and all of our military that is deployed over there to help. And then we've been asked to pray for the family of Karen Fairchild, who went to her final resting place a few days ago. I'm asking you to pray for Ann Block and her friend Rick, that they will come to know the Lord. I've gotten the privilege of praying with Ann several times lately and ministering to her. And I believe she's close. She just doesn't really quite understand yet that good people won't ever be in heaven unless they've accepted Christ as their Savior first. So let's pray for Ann and her friend Rick.
Lord, we just thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you are in control of all this world and of all that's happening. Father, and we pray, Lord Jesus, for all of our military that are deployed over in the area of Ukraine, Lord God, that you would just protect them, Lord. And Father, we don't just pray for our military, Lord, but we pray for all those people over there. Lord, we thank you, Father, because you are in control, Lord. And you know, Lord, that we live in troublesome times, Lord. And Father, as we get closer and closer to the time when you are going to sound the trumpet and receive us, Lord, to be with yourself, Lord, we're living in more troubled times, Lord, and there's going to be wars and rumors of wars, and there's going to be a lot of innocent people that are hurt, Lord, and even those that are what we consider the enemy, Lord, even as we were talking this morning, Lord, you love them too. And you're not willing that any should perish, even if they are the oppressor, Lord. And so, Father, we just ask you to consider, Lord, because people are dying on both sides of the line there, Lord, whether they're the oppressor or whether they're oppressed, people are dying. Lord, and they're going out into eternity without knowing you. And Lord, that's a very horrible thing to do because, Lord, if they don't know you, Father, then they only have one thing to look forward to. They're going to have to stand before you and give an account, and they're not going to be prepared. And so, Father, when we're not prepared, Lord, we have to go to the other place. It's not the happy place of heaven, but it's the other place. And like we were talking this morning, hell was not made for human beings. Hell was not made for human beings. You give everybody a choice, Lord. And if they make the wrong choice, Father, then they're stuck with the consequences, Lord. And so, Father, we just pray, Lord, for all of those in Ukraine, Lord, and we pray, Lord, that you would keep your hand on our military, Lord God, and just protect them, Father, and help them to call out to you, Lord. Help them to call out to you for protection and for safety, Lord, and for, Lord, if they don't know you, Lord, I pray, Father, that they would call out to you, Father, that they might know you, in Jesus' name, Father. And, Lord, all these people in Ukraine, Lord, we pray that you would just bless them, Lord, and protect them, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for Karen Fairchild, Lord, the family of Karen Fairchild today, Father, that you would touch them and that you would comfort their hearts, Lord. We were talking a while ago about the sorrow, Lord, and how you come in and you comfort us, Lord. And we just ask you to lift up, Lord, lift them up and draw them close to you at this time, Lord, because we know, Lord, that when we lose somebody, Lord, that it's really hard for a while there, Lord. And we just need your comfort. We need your peace, Lord. And, Father, we just ask you, Lord, to wrap your arms of love around them. Lift them up and strengthen them, Lord God. We pray, Father, that whatever business has to be transacted, Lord God, a lot of times, Father, people are not prepared, and sometimes they are. But, Father, seems like there's things that always come up, and sometimes people are at a loss at what to do. And so, Father, we just ask you, Lord, just go before them and prepare the way, Lord, in all the business decisions, Lord, that they have to make at this time, Lord. And Lord, I pray, God, that you would just give them wisdom, that you would provide people all around them to comfort them, to help them, Lord, in whatever they have to go through, Lord, and the business that they have to deal with, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, Lord, for meeting this need, Lord, and comforting their hearts, Lord, in Jesus' name. Draw yourself close to them, Lord, and show yourself to be more real to them than they ever have experienced you before, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, we pray. And Father, we just pray for Ann Block and her friend Rick, that they will come to know the Lord. Father, we are talking about that this morning, Father, and just in a little while, Lord, we're going to be addressing that a little further, Father. But I just pray, Father, that you would draw them. Father, the goodness of God leads people to repentance. The goodness of God leads people to repentance. And so, Father, we just ask you, Lord, to show yourself strong to them, to draw them by your irresistible love, Lord, and to let the goodness of God be there, Lord Jesus, to comfort and to draw them, Lord, and to show them that what a wonderful experience they're missing. They're missing out on having a personal friend of the Most High God that can meet every need they have. He can help them in their financial situations. He can help them in their physical situations. He can help them in their relationships, in their families, and in their whatever, Lord, if they have other problems like addictions of some kind, Lord, you can set them free from those, and you can help them. Lord, you can help them when other people can't. And Lord, there's just so many things. There's nothing our God can't do. There's nothing you can't do, Lord. And you have such love for people. And you want them to love you. You want them to come to you so that you can help them go through this life and cause things to work for their good, Lord. Even the things that the enemy sometimes brings to us, Lord, and we think that it's going to be bad, Lord, you can turn those things around for our good. And you can cause it to work, to do a good work in us, Lord. And so, Father, we just thank you, Lord, that there's no losing when we know you, Lord. There's no losing when we know you, because you make us winners. You make us overcomers. And we give you praise, Father. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Prophetic Voice Ministries, they are one of our Facebook sponsors. They are located at 616 North Locust Avenue. Also, Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City, Oklahoma. They are one of our sponsors also. And Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you'd like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go.
I want to throw something in here. Yeah, stay tuned because we have some other sponsors we want to share. But I want to throw this in. Christie's Thrift Shop, downtown Elk City, which supports the mm-hmm. Western Oklahoma Family Care Center, Hope Dental Clinic, Hope Medical Clinic, and helping people who've fallen on some hard times, maybe with utilities or something like that. They're having a great sale today and tomorrow. All clothing that will go in a small bag is $5. A larger bag is $10. That's going to be today and tomorrow. And then tomorrow, Saturday, 50% off the entire store. Anything in there, 50% off. If it, maybe it won't fit in the bag because it's a something or another. You know, it's an electric skillet or it's a, you know, something. 50% off. So they open at 10. They close at 5, I believe. Maybe 5:30, but I believe it's 5. So go downtown, 110 South Main, and support that cause and get some great buys. Monica has
I am here to tell y'all, I cannot sit still and be quiet. I'm sorry, Miss Neva, I don't mean to be rude, but y'all, y'all got to go. You've got to go. I assure you, they have cool clothes. Mm-hmm. You've got to see these pants. I got these pants yesterday, y'all. Look at them. Aren't they just adorable? I just like them so much. They've got fancy pants, but leave those alone. Those are mine, y'all.
I do a lot of shopping there. One of the girls I work with, Zadie, she loves to shop there. Monica loves to shop there. You're supporting a good cause, plus you're helping yourself with a much lower budget on your clothing. Yes. So many of the clothes are brand new and end up there because somebody maybe didn't like them after they got them, or they outgrew them, they lost too much weight, or they gained too much weight, and maybe they haven't even hardly been worn. I've purchased things there that still had the tag on them.
These still had a tag on them when I bought them. I was like, what?
Yeah. Okay. So now let's get to the sponsors who paid to be on here.
Okay. Stay tuned, y'all.
Love your ride. Today at Bardice and Ford of Elk City, Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters. We know that loving your ride means taking care of it. Our service team is here to keep your vehicle running its best, from oil changes to tires and everything in between. With the largest team of certified technicians in Western Oklahoma, let us show your ride some love today. Come experience the Bardice and difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service only at bardiceandford.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
You know, Miss Monica or Mary, you were talking about being prepared a while ago, and I shared a prayer request from my heart about Ann Block and her friend. And as I was visiting with her last night, she told me that Rick had told her that you can't pray to God. You have to pray to Jesus, and he goes to God. Mm-hmm. Now, this is how confused many people are, that is, you know, that's not true. And so as I continue to minister her and share with her, I believe she probably understood, and I do believe she's getting closer to accepting Christ and asking him in her heart. But one of the things that she mentioned last night was, so when I get to heaven, is he going to beat me up because of my foul language? And I said, he doesn't like your foul language, but I guarantee you, Anne, that when you begin to fill your life with Jesus and fill your heart with the scriptures and put those in there, that foul language that you've been so used to using, she was a truck driver for years and years and years, that foul language, it's going to disappear. But I'm so certain that she is close. She just hasn't quite gotten it yet. But as I prayed for her last night, prayed that she would have the burning desire to ask Jesus into her heart. So,
you know, I want to touch on that, Miss Neva. I grew up in church, and somehow through life and the enemy's lies, I ended up with a twisted sense. Me and my unlearnedness, okay, I thought that I could separate God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. So I get what she said, because I had the twisted idea that God was just this angry, angry Zeus man, white beard, with lightning bolts just waiting. And I thought that Jesus was just this sweet big brother that wanted to help his little sister, you know. So I understand that, because I would pray to Jesus. And now that I've been walking with the Lord, now that I've asked the Lord back into my heart and I've repented and I've turned back to him, he has pushed all that. He has untwisted the twisted truths that I had taken on. Mm-hmm. And he so gently and sweetly and patiently untwisted those. And I now know that they are one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that even in my twistedness, when I was praying to my Jesus, I was talking to my God, to my Abba.
That's right.
And I can tell you that he shows such mercy and grace to those that are unlearned.
That's right.
And he has the faithfulness of no other. Mm-hmm. And the patience to have his hands out like this. Mm-hmm. And say, okay, daughter, come on. Yeah. Come on. Mm-hmm. Slow down. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Right. You know, as we were talking last night, and I told Ann, I said, in the Bible, it teaches us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven. Mm-hmm. It teaches us to go to the Father. Jesus made that pathway to him. Mm-hmm. And I explained that this way. The Lord just dropped this in my spirit, that the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost are one, mm-hmm. just like water, vapor, and ice are all the same thing.
Yes.
It's all from water.
Yes.
So I said, You have to think about that. There's water, but there's water that's ice or frozen, and then there's water that's vapor. Mm-hmm. And so that's all liquid.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've explained it this other way too. Like members of a family, you're all like the Brown family, but each person is individual, but they're all one.
Uh-huh.
You know,
uh-huh.
like yes. that, you know. And I had I read this the other day, and as y'all was talking, I just thought, I got to read this, because this is in John, the 14th chapter, and I'm just going to start reading with the first verse. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. This mm-hmm. is Jesus talking. Mm-hmm. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you into myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not where you go, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it will be sufficient for us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long a time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But you see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas said unto him, not Judas Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. You see, he comes into our hearts and he lives there. He lives there. And another thing, too, she was worried about her language. Listen, God can just take that away from you. The minute you accept him into your heart, he can. That's what's so good about this. He takes those things. You don't know where they went. You don't know how. But all of a sudden, it's gone, you know. And sometimes it might take a little while. But give him a chance. Try him. That's all I say. Give him a try. And you won't be sorry. Just try. Just try it. Just try it.
Yeah. Because I can assure you, I am not a pleasant person without my Jesus.
But, you know, if you run into something that you don't know how to handle, just say, Jesus, I need you. Father God, I need you. And they'll come running. They won't leave you comfortless, like I just read. They will come to you. And the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. And so, he won't leave. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. The world's peace is just passing. You know, the world's peace if our circumstances are good, we have peace or we have happiness, you know. But if things are going wrong, then the world's peace disappears, but not the peace God gives. Not the peace God gives. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. His joy goes far more than the happiness of this world that is dependent on circumstances. You know, we can have the joy. The joy comes that we know Him, that we have a solid rock, that He won't ever leave us or forsake us, that He will go before us and prepare the way, and He will make all things work together for our good. That's the joy He gives. It's a foundation. It's a solid rock. It's a solid rock that is not shifting sands. It is a solid rock, and it will keep you. Even if you flub up, just say, Lord, forgive me. And His blood continually washes us from all sin. And He doesn't throw you on the trash heap and say, oh, you messed up. I can't do nothing with you. He'll say, He'll say, come on. I'll help you. Get up. Come on. I'm for you. I'm going to be there. I'm going to give you strength. He's the best thing that ever happened. Best thing. He's the better thing that ever happened. Yeah, there's no words to describe Him. There's no words.
You know, the best thing that I ever did in my life, when I was in the middle, and to me it felt like I was in a pit of hell. I was in the middle of grief. I was grieving the loss of my husband and the loss of my daughter. And I finally came to a place where I just couldn't do it anymore. I just couldn't. And the Lord so sweetly, the Holy Spirit, said, just put me in that spot. Put me in there. Put me in. The conversations you would have with them, mm-hmm. start having them with me.
Mm-hmm.
And see how it changes your life.
Yes.
And I'm here to tell you, began to do that. It took me a while to get used to, you know, having those conversations that I would have with my husband.
Yeah.
And the conversations I had with my daughter, they were two different conversations.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I started having those conversations with God, my life changed. He changed my life that day.
Yes. You know, some people, they don't know how to pray. But just talk to God like He's your best friend.
Just like me and Miss Mary are sitting here having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You can do the same thing with God. He is sitting there. Wait, He's got His ear inclined.
Yes.
Just waiting for His children to speak to Him. Just like a mom or a daddy who hasn't talked to their child in a while. They wait and they long for that phone call to come in just so they can hear their baby's voice to know their baby is okay. I assure you, God is there waiting.
Yes.
All you have to do is speak that name and begin to conversate with Him. And He will pour out on you. He will open the windows and pour out such a peace and a comfort that you cannot find at the bottom of a bottle, a comfort that you cannot find drawing up a needle with meth, a comfort that you cannot find in heroin or pills or any other substance.
Yes.
I've been tuned in to the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And I'm here to tell you today, God is real. He is still the living God.
Yes.
Of the forefathers. He has not changed. And you do have an advocate. His Son, Jesus Christ. Hears you and He He don't swipe to voicemail. He don't ignore the call. He answers every call from his children.
Yes. You just, in your own way, just say, help, Lord.
Even if you can only say, God. Even if you can only say, help me, Lord. He hears your heart's cry.
Yeah.
So from myself, Monica Lovell, from Miss Neva Pyatt, and from Sister Mary Fullerton, y'all have a blessed weekend. And stay tuned for the Truth Broadcast.
Let us pray, let us pray. We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.
Hello, this is...